Let's go. All right, it's Friday, and I appreciate everybody being here. Before we start the show, the big news is the weekend, Amy's daughter's birthday, which you have moved back. You keep moving back the time, huh?
Oh, I moved it once, but there were some sports games, and then also she has a school event that day that I forgot about.
On a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a family day for her school, and like everybody's going, so it's like, oh yeah, we're going to that. Probably should move the time. Especially since she's invited some friends from school.
Are you having a bunch of junk food over there?
Junk food?
Yeah.
Well, her favorite meal is pizza, so that's what's for dinner. I'll have some healthy options for you, don't worry, because I don't want to...
Well, I love options other than healthy, but I can't surround myself with things.
I know.
Because I'll eat them. It is, and free food, like I grew up, and it was just, if there was free food around, you tried to eat it, because that's, a lot of times, we just would... To eat free food.
Yeah.
And I still have that inside of me. If there's free food anywhere, I eat it.
Well, there's going to be a pinata. And
I don't eat that. I'm good.
Well, no, when you...
candy in it.
When she busts it open or whomever busts it open, a bunch of candy's going to fall out. And I tried filling it with healthy things. She's not into that.
No broccoli on the...
Oh. Yeah. She's... So, good luck with the free food. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm speaking at an event tonight.
Oh.
It's a secret event, too. It's with the weird thing. It's like a secret club.
Whoa. Okay, tell us more.
That I can't even get in, but they've asked me to speak at it.
Wow.
I know. I don't even know if I can talk. I need to see if I can talk about it.
What?
But I'm doing that tonight.
I'm then, so curious.
I know, me too. Me too.
Okay.
But they said I can say anything because people can't record it and they can't talk at it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This could be the coolest thing you've ever
done.
Where
is it, underground? Where is this?
I can't say anything else about it.
Freemasons?
Nobody's going to have a phone?
Mm-mm. You can't record. No phones.
Where are you going?
You have to dress up?
Yeah, in a full pig costume.
This is like that movie with
my butt cut out.
That's weird, dude.
Like the weird
what?
Like
if the party gets a little weird, though, you might as well get a bail.
You think so?
Some of those private parties, you know what I'm saying?
Is it Illuminati?
They're not paying me.
Oh.
That's not his thing. Let's see. Hello, Laurel. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello.
What up?
I am just sitting here really nervous for this interview.
Wow. What are you interviewing for?
So I'm in a grad program for speech language pathology.
Yeah. You're taking speech language pathology? You should pronounce that a little better.
Oh.
Bobby, it's the reception of the phone.
No, I should just be living behind. Oh. I speak terrible. But I'm saying if you're interviewing, you really have to highlight your speech skills. Yeah. And what do you do again?
So I usually help people who have communication disorders.
And what's it called again?
Speech language pathology.
Better. See?
Okay.
You got it.
Already improving. What are you nervous about today?
Well, there's a little bit of interviewing for this position, and I am just nervous about highlighting like my personality through the questions.
Well, I always say ask as many questions as you can in an interview because it makes it look like you're already past the phase in your mind of, is this job, you know, going to accept me? It turns out to, am I going to accept this job? It's just if people, you start asking questions like, oh, she already thinks she's good enough for this. I mean, she wants further information. She wants level 2 instead of level 1. So I'd ask a lot of questions. And if you don't get it, you're going to interview somewhere else again. So it's almost like, why get nervous? Worst thing that happens is you got to go interview again. What are you going to do, get nervous every single time? That's how I think about it. There's really no win-win unless you want to take a pill. Like, you can take some Xanax.
No, don't do that before an interview.
I'm just saying there's a... Why?
I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't.
You fall asleep in the interview.
Laurel, this is the truth. This is the truth. You go in, ask a lot of questions, smile. Mm. That's a big part of it.
Yeah,
smiling's
smile.
Actually a big part. You may think it feels a little ridiculous, but smile... Ask questions, and worst case scenario, if you don't get it, then you have to do this again. So why would you get nervous? There's no reason to get nervous. All it does is hurt you.
There's going to be 3 people there.
That's it?
You got this.
I interview against 50 people sometimes. All right, you got a 25% chance. Good luck, my friend. Good luck. Now we shall start Friday's show. It's the first time we ever put a caller on the podcast.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Big show today. Brothers Osborne, they have a record out today, so they'll be our Friday morning conversation. We'll spend some time with Brothers Osborne a little later on. The Friday morning dance party. But let us start now with the world premiere of the new Sugarland song called Babe. And Taylor Swift is also in this song. It was written by Taylor Swift and...
Oh, who'd she write it with? Oh, the lead singer of some other band.
Yeah, Hootie.
Oh.
No.
I was going to say Matchbox 20.
No. Train.
Oh, Train.
Pat Monahan of Train.
Okay. Close.
It's Taylor Swift and Pat Monahan of Train writing this song. It's the only song on the Sugarland album that Christian and Jennifer didn't write. But here you go. World premiere of Sugarland Babe featuring Taylor Swift here on the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm here on the kitchen floor. You call, but I won't hear it. You said no one else. How could you do this, babe? You really blew this, babe. We ain't getting through this one, babe. This is the last time I'll ever call you, babe.
This is the last time. This is the last time. This is the last time I'll ever call you, babe.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Let me ask you a question, Amy.
Okay.
Do you think it would be fun to hang around The Rock in real life? Now, before you answer, he just seems like a lot.
Yes, he does. But no, my whole family would think it was cool.
But
my
would
husband...
you think it was cool to all, for like 4 hours, have to sit with him in a car?
Yeah. And I'd probably vote for him for president.
He just seems like a lot, right? Like all the time. I bet he's a nice guy.
But you think when you're driving in the car with him for 4 hours that
he's like, come on, man. You can drive more, better, faster. Come on. I beat up Vin Diesel. I'm like, dude, chill out. We know.
But he'd also be smiling. He's always smiling.
You also think that, what's the girl's name from all those movies you
Reese Witherspoon.
That she's the nicest person ever.
She is.
Just because, but you watch just characters and go, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've never met her. She's super sweet.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's about to launch his own brand of tequila. Everybody's got tequila.
They got something.
Yeah.
Or rum.
Drake has whiskey. Blake Shelton has vodka. Conor McGregor has notorious Irish whiskey. Ryan Reynolds has gin. Darius Rucker has whiskey.
Man.
It's almost like colognes.
Yeah?
Colognes 5 years ago, everybody had a smell. And now it's all turning into alcohol. This is one I can't get in on because I don't drink.
Right. That would make sense.
Yeah, do you guys have anybody's whiskey or alcohol, like celebrities that you try?
P. Diddy, Ciroc. That's good.
You do?
You have you it at the
it?
House?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials.
Oh. No, I've tried it just because P. Diddy.
Yeah. Eddie?
I've had that blue chair rum.
From Chesney?
Oh, yeah.
Amy, you had anything?
I drank Skinny Girl, which is Bethany's from Real Housewives. But I think it got discontinued. But she made millions.
Did she?
No, she really did. She really did.
Do you know or are you just repeating something you saw on the news?
I saw her financials.
We just believe everything we see. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's launching his own tequila. I think Florida Georgia Line has a alcohol, too.
Do they?
I don't know the difference. I don't drink, so it's tequila or vodka.
Maybe like a combo.
Same thing.
Triple sec.
Sparkling water. I'm not sure. One of those things. There.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This celebrity chef, Bruno Serrato, has been feeding thousands of kids every day for over a decade. He hosts students in the Boys and Girls Club at his restaurant called the Anaheim White House. There was a fire in his restaurant, and so instead of discontinuing what he's doing, he just brings the kids to his backyard.
And
he
feeds them?
He feeds them in his backyard. He's like, come on in. He must have a massive backyard.
Yeah.
But he's feeding the kids still. And so every day, he has them set up the little kitchen, and they come to his backyard, and they eat on picnic tables or in the cover tents.
That's cool.
So that's cool. Over to Raymundo with the news. Ray?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Florida. Two cops were shot and killed by a gunman who opened fire through a window at a Chinese restaurant in an ambush. The shooter's also dead. Authorities are investigating. In Oklahoma, wildfire conditions remain critical. Flames are reaching up to 70 feet high. Over 200,000 acres have burned in the past week. And finally, in weather news, 60s and 70s for most of the country. Tons of rain in Colorado, Kansas. That severe weather moves into Texas on Saturday and then much of the South on Sunday.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show.
And
I read these stories about people. They get on their Instagram. And the clothes they're wearing, they can no longer wear them because they feel like one Instagram wear and they throw their clothes away.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that great? Because you would hear that, and I hear that about women at times wearing dresses to events.
Certain events, yes, that
but it's
I
just
understand.
That. It's just that, again. People would hear that and go, I can't believe you would do that.
Oh.
But then people would, I look at people on Instagram, because I was reading this story about a girl, she's broke. because she has to buy clothes for Instagram. She's like, I spend $20,000 a year on clothes because after I wear them once and they get put on Instagram, I can never wear them again. Instagram's not the Academy Awards, people.
Yeah.
It's a picture.
Yeah, and just change the filter. It'll change the outfit.
I take pride in doubling up things sometimes and tripling up things. Even at award shows, I'll wear the same suit three times. Those things cost too much money. Yeah, she's over $20,000 in debt. There was another story where this girl was way in debt too because she's going to a lot of weddings. And she has to buy stuff every wedding she goes to?
Yeah.
Like dresses?
Like weddings have made her broke.
What? Did you see that story?
Yeah, I did. And that's a common thing, especially if you're a bridesmaid or you're involved in the wedding. It can really add up. So if you have a lot of close friends and they're all getting married, yeah, you better start saving up.
No, just borrow stuff.
Yeah.
Go to thrift stores.
Yeah.
Reuse things. There are a lot of ways to not go broke because of weddings.
Sure, but if the bride's not taking that into consideration and you're a bridesmaid and you have to buy whatever dress she picks out.
I have a conversation. This is too expensive.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do. I get that. But again, how many weddings is she going to? It's partially on her.
Yeah.
No, it's all on her. The Bobby Bones Show. Over to Brittany in Tennessee. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Good morning. What's happening with you?
Good morning. Nothing. Just getting my dog fixed this morning.
Oh, wow. Your dog fixed?
Yes. So he's getting neutered.
Man, that was so tough for me to do. Now, Brittany, it's probably tough for you, but you are a Brittany. Me, I'm a Bobby. You know what that means? I also have Jules, you know? And I felt like my dog was the closest friend that I had. And I wouldn't take another one of my lesser close friends and have their jewels cut off. So I felt like, my dog, I got to do that? I felt so guilty. Even now. Brittany, I feel so guilty that I neuter my dog. I do. Do you have any sort of guilt about you right now?
I do.
Good for you.
I have a little bit because he's whining.
And you know, here's the thing too on the flip side. I think if we as adult men got neutered, that would be great for society.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, certain people, I think, in jail should be.
Well, no.
No, he's saying all of us.
Yeah. I think men, you have your babies and you get neutered. One, it cuts out a lot of...
Okay.
Because what happens eventually...
how are we procreating then?
Eventually, you get cancer there. If you last long enough as a man, you'll get cancer there. And so, that's the most prominent form of cancer. If you last long enough, you'll get it. And two, imagine all the dumb decisions we make because of that.
Mm-hmm.
If we just had our kids and eliminated it, we're good, baby. So I volunteer as tribute.
Think about that.
To have Lunchbox do it.
Yeah.
As a bit on the air.
No.
Yeah. Brittany, what else would you like to say?
I'm a first time caller.
Hey.
All right.
There you go. Sorry, it's early. We didn't clap fully. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you very much. And good luck with that doggy.
Thank you so much.
What's a dog's name?
Chance.
A tribute to Chance's jewelry. Chance, we'll miss it too, bud. Okay, how much does that cost, you know, like to get a dog neutered?
$370.
Whoa.
Would it be weird to ask? Because sometimes if you get a kidney stone, you get the kidney stone in a jar.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What? Okay. All right.
Come on, y'all.
Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The day has come. Brothers Osborne album Port St. Joe is officially out. You might recognize some of this.
Make it burn, hold it down. Lay my 6 foot 4 inches out on the ground.
It's good stuff. And speaking of Brothers Osborne, they're going to be in later this morning for the Friday morning conversation. As for movies today, I Feel Pretty comes out with Amy Schumer, 36% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And then you also have Super Troopers 2. With only 38% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Time for my Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
James Bryant was finishing up run around his school in Indianapolis. He's running, and he grabs his hamstring. You know, they grab the back of their leg, and they go, oh, and he falls to the ground. So track officials call for the training staff. They're like, get out here. His girlfriend's part of the training staff. They all run out. What she didn't know is that all the coaches, the press box announcer, they were all in on the plan. He pulls out the ring.
Oh.
Yes. And proposes.
The old trick. Grusky.
The old torn hamstring proposal.
Yeah,
I've seen it 100 times, and every time it gets me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Anchorage, Alaska. Two men walked into a bank and said, "Give me all the money," and they got away with $25,000 in cash. Police were like, "Man, how are we going to bust these guys?" They checked their browser history. They forgot to delete it. It said, "How to rob a bank."
That's crazy that you would just Google that. Or it's crazy there's an article written somewhere on the internet on actually how to rob a bank.
I mean, what do people do before the internet? Like,
they learned how to rob banks.
Yellow pages?
Like either going to jail or doing it successfully and passing it to their buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Google how to rob a bank, Lunchbox. Okay. What comes up?
Yeah,
what?
Do it.
No, yeah, do it.
Over and over.
A bank.
No. Just once. What comes up if you Google how to rob a bank?
Oh, how to rob a bank, as told by an actual bank robber.
And what's the first line?
Clay Turney is a retired bank robber who claims he robbed so many he lost count, and he's doing a Reddit AMA, so it's a Reddit thing where you can read all about it.
Huh. Wonder if they're on there asking questions.
Oh, hey, and here's on 10 tips to get away with robbing a bank.
That's crazy. That's
wow. I mean, number one should be wear a disguise.
Yeah, first one, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Quiet Mike, Mike D, Punk Rock Mike, all the names. He sits over beside me and just, you know, works and hands me these stories. And yesterday, he was coming over the house. And he was sitting at a traffic light. Someone hits reverse and just rams into his car.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So did they pull up too far? was that the problem?
I think she was trying to avoid the line of traffic. So she's like, "Hey, I'm going to go around." So she just started backing up. And I just see the car coming for me.
So the reverse lights come on. Do you go, "Huh, surely they're going to stop."
Yeah, I'm like, "She's going to stop, right? She's going to stop, right?" And then right before she gets to me, I just start laying on the horn and she hits me.
Just boom.
Yeah.
So he comes over to the house and he's off a little. I say, "Hey, what's up?" He goes, "Man, my brain's fried. I got hit in my car." I'm like, "Well, how do you not lead with that? We've been at the house for half an hour. That should be this just in. I just had a car wreck." So did she have insurance?
Yeah.
It's her fault though, right?
It is, because she was reversing. What was I going to do?
And you can't reverse.
Because there's someone behind me.
So now what happens?
I go check it out, see how much damage is done, and then get him to fix it.
There he is.
Is there a lot of damage to your car?
It's not too bad. It's just like cracked.
Yours or phone screener Hillary's worse, where she ran into the building?
Oh, hers was worse. Oh, she had a hole.
Yeah. There he is. Quiet Mike. Saying a few words today.
Man, that's a bummer.
Are you and Quiet Mike friends now? Or are you jealous or what?
Team Mike and Amy.
Oh, you guys. What? Oh, what's up, Eddie?
I feel like she's stalling that question. That's
no, I'm not. Mike and I, we talked it out.
I mean, that was a very enthusiastic team. Well, Mike the thing is, Amy.
Because we're not going to, we don't need to flaunt it.
Oh, that's it. Mike and I are together everywhere. We travel together. We work closer together than any other people on the show, which it used to be Amy and I, but now Amy's got kids.
Yeah, that used to be me.
So yeah, it used to be Amy.
It's fine.
So Mike's now the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
And so Amy's a little jealous of that. You can hear by her tone.
Whatever. No, we're a team.
Yeah. So you and Mike are now you're like a tag team.
Yeah.
Oh boy, listen to Amy.
Mike need me. I need Mike.
Yeah. And so, Lunchbox and Eddie, are they a different team?
They're together for sure. Oh, they're
what do you
a team. Y'all are totally a team.
We're a team?
Yes.
Sometimes it can get annoying as a team member.
Yeah, but that's part of y'all. I don't know. Y'all have a weird dynamic sometimes.
Quiet Mike, I hope you're quiet. If you need some help, let me know.
No, let me know.
Oh, you can take care of this one? I took care of phone screener Hillary. Amy's going to take care of this one.
Yeah. You know who to call.
You know who to call.
All right.
Give Mama a call, okay?
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
They asked women which profession they liked. Which is the hottest profession.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you the two options. You tell me which one you think is hotter.
Okay.
A professional athlete or a professional musician?
Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. Okay. Musician. So he can sing to me.
Okay. Hey, Morgan, number two. Let's bring you into this. She's 24. Maybe there's a difference in generations here.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Morgan, number two, is your mic work?
No, that's
why I was waiting. I was
kind
of waiting for a mic to break in. A professional athlete or professional musician, Morgan, number two?
I got to go with athlete. They keep themselves in shape, and that's pretty attractive to me.
Okay. A chef or a carpenter, Amy?
Chef. Yeah, chef.
A comedian or an actor?
Ooh.
Actor.
Ooh. Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I got to go with comedian.
They're both broke. So, you know, it's
I was picturing Ryan Gosling.
Sorry.
Oh,
boy. A bodybuilder or a gymnast? So you're talking about big or tiny? Which one's hotter? Which one would you rather be with? A bodybuilder or a gymnast?
Funny.
A a gymnast.
Morgan, number two?
I'm going with bodybuilder.
Okay. A doctor or a dentist? Which profession is hotter? Would you rather be with?
A doctor. Yeah, doctor.
But what about doctors getting called in all the time? Like, dentists are pretty...
Ah, there's dental emergencies. You have them.
Oh, that's all I have. Every week. Is it Tuesday? Oh, I got a tooth problem. Yeah.
Bobby has his dentist on retainer.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Did you see what she did?
Okay. Retainer. Okay.
And I just thought of it so fast. That was just like off the dome.
Nice one, Amy.
I know.
One
I'm
more.
Like, Bobby.
Wow.
A fireman? Or a police officer?
Oh, fireman. Yeah.
Wow. Look at you two.
That's my name. Making my rounds all over town.
Would you date a DJ, like a radio DJ? Or, okay, a radio personality or a DJ? Because, like, it's like Dead Mouse.
Like Calvin Harris?
It's like me or Dead Mouse. Well, who would you rather date, a radio personality or a DJ?
A you.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Morgan, number two?
I don't know. That DJ lifestyle is pretty cool.
But it's so late night.
I got late night in the clubs, and a radio personality knows how to talk. Like, I don't know that they do. What?
I don't know that we know how to talk. So, wait, are you picking the DJ?
Yeah, I think so.
She's at the club.
Yeah.
Brothers Osborne coming in at the top of the hour as part of the Friday morning conversation. Man. We'll go on till we're pushing up daisies. So, coming in, Brothers Osborne. Top of the hour.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Time for the positivity. Over to Lunchbox for his Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox.
There's this woman that was in the Army National Guard. She's returning from overseas after a year. She wants to surprise her son. So she's like, what can I do? She dresses up as a school mascot, goes to the school lunch, and walks around saying hi to the students. And everybody's like, oh, ha! She sits across from her son. And then takes off the head,
and he freaks. How old is he, do you know?
He's in sixth grade, and he yells, Mom, and he runs around the table bear hugs her.
Listen to that. That gives me goosebumps.
Goosebumps, I have them too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, how cool is it if you're at kitty and lunch, and the mascot's walking around giving you dabs? That's cool. And then it ends up being your mom that's gone. Man. Look at that.
And then everybody cheered. Yay! So that's pretty cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Just a few minutes away from our Friday morning conversation with Brothers Osborne.
Make a bird.
About to be in here.
We
got a record out today.
Lay my 6'4" out on the ground.
Check. I love these guys.
Tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. Pour it all like a shot of whiskey. Shoot me straight.
That's coming up in just a few minutes. Over to Amy now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Got some movies out today. I Feel Pretty, 36% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. That has Amy Schumer in it. Looks funny, but
it's only 36%.
Yeah. Well, it went from no score to 36%, so at least they finally rated it.
I just have no interest in going to the theater.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Theaters are dead.
Yeah.
Theaters are dead. Super Troopers 2 is out. Will that get you to the theater?
How good?
38% positive.
Oh.
And then, if you missed this, Kacey Musgrave made the announcement that she's going to be a musical guest on Saturday Night Live with Amy Schumer, by the way. She'll be a guest host that night, and then Kacey will perform, and you can watch that go down on May 12th. Kacey's looking so good.
Remember? Well, you saw her in the grocery store,
I saw her, like, really up close, live in person, and I was like, hey, you're pretty. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brothers Osborne.
Hey, I'm Brothers Osborne.
That's us.
Good to see you guys.
Big day, man?
Huh?
Good to see you too, brother.
Yeah, big day, massive day. Been a long time coming. I feel like we've had our last record out for about 7 years, and we finally made it to our second record.
It's funny that you feel that way, because as the consumer, we obviously don't live with it as long as you live with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I want to play a little bit of Shoot Me Straight, which we've had for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But a couple things that interest me about this song is, one, you wrote it with a real close friend of mine, Lee Thomas Miller.
Yeah, man.
Of which we wrote It Ain't My Fault with as well.
Yeah. And secondly, you guys recorded this thing live?
Yeah,
we did.
That,
yeah.
So this is one take.
Yeah,
it is. We went in the studio for 2 weeks. We recorded this song 3 different times, and our producer Jay Joyce. We had some people over that day for kind of hanging out. And he's like, man, let's get everyone into the studio and just perform it to them like you would at a club.
Oh, man.
And that's what we did. And that was the version we kept.
And this is it?
This is it.
Let me hear this. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the third time that we recorded it. We'd had a few drinks and we were loosened up. He goes, I want to record a performance take on you guys. Like, you're performing at a show. I want it to feel live. And I think the times we did it before, we were being too safe. And we just laid it all out there in one take. He goes, all right, we got it. Moving on. And he was right. You know, there are a lot of mistakes, too. I hear a lot of mistakes that I play. But that's music, right?
It's rock and roll is what I say. My
there
life.
You go.
Hey, rock and roll. That's why we do the show live. If I recorded this radio show, like, if I would just come in and you know, voice track the show, I would make sure it was so perfect that it wouldn't even be good.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd suck the cool out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It would take the spontaneity out.
Often, you probably find that when you do have things that get messed up, those are people's favorite parts.
That and the $1 million fine that I had to take, both of those. By the way, Brothers Osborne here, they have a record out today, Port St. Joe, it's got to be weird. It's just a long process because when you first announced the record, it seems like months ago.
Yes. Yeah, it does. I mean, we recorded it in what? May, June, or something like that of last year. So, you know, the honeymoon part for us is over. So when you're in the studio, you record, and the next month you're just stoked about it. You can't wait for everyone to hear it. And now it's like we're kind of ready for the next record. And but it felt like forever. But we're so stoked that the world is getting to hear what we did because it's different. It's us, and we're not trying to be anyone but us.
Brothers Osborne are here again. Port St. Joe out today. So you guys went down to Florida and cut this, right?
Yes,
we did. And Port St. Joe, actually.
That's the name of the record?
Yep.
Yes.
So what's, because you guys don't fly Southwest, it's all private all the time. So what are the digs like whenever you go into a place? Is there a studio in the house? Are you recording?
No, that's another thing that was really unusual. It's actually a house that Jay Joyce owns down there where he goes away to get out of Nashville for like just breaks. And he kind of brought up jokingly, he's like, man, let's just go to my house and down in Florida and record there and just get out of the studio. And we kind of laughed about it, thinking it was a joke. And then a week later, they were sending us schedules of when we can actually go down there and do it. And so I felt bad for the assistants and the interns that had to take all of that gear down. And they took it all down in a U-Haul.
And they drove it all down.
Yeah, and they had to set it all up in this beach house. I mean, there's a lot of really expensive, heavy equipment. And we just sat in a living room of a house. It was like a living room and a kitchen and a dining room all in one spot. And so it was cool. And a lot of this, a lot of the reason why most of it's live is that you couldn't really change any of it because we were all in the same room and it was bleeding into the other mics and there wasn't any isolation. So we had to just strap up our bootstraps and be big boys.
Take me through this process. By the way, Brothers Osborne are here. The record Port St. Joe out today. Take me through the process if you guys are in a room writing a song.
It's different every day. You know, when Lee Thomas Miller, for example, that dude is so full of lyric and stuff like that. I mean, you could say anything and you could just look at him. He like turns into this machine of lyric and his eyes roll back in his head and he just like starts saying stuff and it's incredible. And sometimes you just talk, you know, sometimes songwriting is a 3 or 4 hour therapy session. Sometimes every day is a completely different animal. And, you know, I wish I could say we have it figured out, but
no one has it figured out, I don't think. And one interesting thing with Shoot Me Straight, actually, when we were writing it, it actually started off as a ballad. And we got finished, and John and I were like, man, this is a great song, but I don't think it has any. This was missing something, that extra something that would make it really pop. And we, John brought up the idea of bringing up this lick that we had been playing with for a long time and just changing the music entirely.
So how'd the melody go to begin with?
I can't remember.
Really
it was
recall.
So boring, we immediately forgot. It was just like, the song, we're like, lyrically, it was so cool. I mean, if you write a song with Lee, it's going to be great. Like, lyrics are going to be rad. But we kind of didn't really show up. What we provided was pretty lame. And then, so I can't remember. I have selective memory. I'm glad we forgot.
And I think the fact that we can't remember is
a good indication that we did. We made the right
well,
change.
I have it here, actually, the work tape.
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
I actually was excited to hear it.
No.
I like our work tapes.
Have you ever heard the song that Lee and I wrote together called Starbucks?
No.
Ah, good. Oh, moving on.
Spin it. Spin that.
We did write a really terrible rap
really?
Song. Yeah.
It's not terrible.
I want to hear it. We'll get Lee to play it for
well,
us.
Well, I was up for ACM duo for Eddie and I were, and we lost to you guys.
Sorry.
It was a whole. Let's see. Let me look at some of the. I got the whole record here. You guys don't mind me rolling through some stuff, right?
Oh, come on.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Let's go a little bit trouble. A little bit trouble. Let me cue this up. You know, it's hard for me because I know you guys, and so it's hard for me to interview you guys and act like I don't know things. It's a whole, because you wrote this with Dave Barnes too.
Yeah,
who we did, yes.
Has been on the show, has been to the
He's
house.
He's so good.
Yeah. So tell me about this one here.
This is an interesting song. We loved how it turned out, but when we wrote this song, so I don't know if you can start play it from exactly where you started it last time. I don't know if you have it set that way.
Dang,
see,
technology.
You guys are pros here.
So what is that?
You hear that kind of like how it's on that delay? So the original melody is you, and then months later, Blue on Your Color came out, and it was the same, literally the exact same melody. Neither one of us heard each other's song, and we were like, oh, man. And we loved it. Obviously, that was a huge hit song. The melody was awesome. It was Dave's melody. And we tried like hell to change it to something that would still work in it. And we went around and around in circles. And then Jay had this really crazy idea. He's like, man, just say you and we'll put a crazy delay on it. And that's how that turned out. But originally, the start of this chorus had the same exact melody as Blue
Your Color. Like the super hippie jams.
I think it worked out, actually. I love the way it is now.
You guys been sued for any songs ever?
Not yet.
You bring that up. I know, you know, we were talking a bit ago. There's been a few songs where the chord progression is just so common
Yes, there's a lot of common chord progression.
And people go, oh, they ripped my song. And I go, they could have, but also that's such a common combination of chords.
Yeah, you probably ripped someone off at some point, too.
Yeah. What's the 1-6-5-4 or 1-4-5-6? There's a progression that, like, 40% of songs that you've ever heard are in that progression. So you can't claim ownership over that, you know.
And it is. For some reason, you hear it 100 times, but you hear it again, and it always works.
Yeah, sounds good.
We don't really have any of those.
No, we try to avoid litigation. So we just made this money, and we don't want to give it to anybody. We've been poor almost our whole lives, so you're not getting any of this money.
Brothers Osborne are here. Their record, Port St. Joe, is out today. And so, John, we'll go to you for a minute.
Yeah.
You grew up just playing guitar in your room.
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, were you the nerd guitar kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm still the nerd guitar kid. I just have, like, a cooler jacket. But I'm still a total nerd. I'm not ashamed of my nerdness. In fact, not to drop a name, but I was texting a very well-known...
Drop the name?
Name drop!
Drop the name?
Do it.
I was texting with Keith Urban. Maybe you heard of him. And we had the longest text conversation about guitar picks. And I'm like, if anyone actually knew, well, I guess they do now, like what kind of conversations we're having, we had the longest conversation about guitar picks.
So does a guitar pick, though, because that's almost like another arm for you, the guitar.
Yeah, I've seen you
play guitar up close. I mean, it's so fluid with you. And you're so comfortable with it, something like a pick probably means a lot of difference, right?
It makes all the difference. And you'd be surprised. Now, you're going to trigger my inner nerddom, and I'm just going to embarrass myself in front of everybody. But that is the thing that actually touches the string, and it makes all the difference in the world. But anyway, all that to say, I'm a total nerd. All guitar players are nerds. I don't care if you're Slash, and you got the afro and the hat and the cigarette hanging out of your mouth. He's a nerd. We're all nerds, and it's all good. And you just learn to accept that part of yourself.
What was it that... had you grab a guitar, and what? How old?
I was probably 12 or 13 years old. I didn't, you know, when I was really, really young, I wanted to be an astronaut, which makes me sound even way nerdier. But, and I love cosmos and astrophysics,
most kids
man.
Want
Come
to be
on.
Astronauts when and, a young age.
And the second I learned a G chord, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I learned a couple chords, and I loved it. And then our dad taught me how to play the pentatonic blues scale. And after that, I was hooked. It was like a drug. I just saw so much freedom in playing the guitar. And I still feel the same way playing guitar today. day that I do the first day that I picked it up.
Were you cool as a kid with the guitar? At what point did that kind of pendulum swing?
Was I cool like as a person like in school? No.
When did you get cool because of the guitar?
I would say like later, like probably junior and senior year. I had to accept myself. And
that's funny you said that. Literally, he did become cool because he played guitar.
Yeah, it went from like band nerd to like nominated for Prom King and losing to my friend Chuck. And I will never forgive you for this, Chuck. And but it was kind of interesting. I think growing up is all about accepting yourself, right? And the second that I accepted that, no, I'm just a guitar player. I'm kind of a bit of a nerd, and I just do my thing. That's where it all just seemed to start to pan out.
And then you got Lucy.
And then I got Lucy. Oh, yeah. I was playing the long game. All these guys in high school, they're the quarterbacks, winning all the girls. I was like, no, I got a 15, 20-year plan, and it worked out.
Yeah.
That it did.
There's a hot British chick out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all wait.
15
just
years,
wait.
You'll see.
Is that what I'm waiting for still?
Yes. Yeah. You're hot playing British chick. Yes.
All right, TJ, so when did this voice happen? At what age? Same kind of thing.
A pretty young age. In fact, to go reference school again, probably middle school it really started to drop. Like almost freakishly.
He hit puberty before I did.
It was weird.
So were you made fun of, though, at first because it hit young?
I wasn't made fun of. My Adam's apple was like really huge. It's kind of gone away now. I don't know why, but it stuck way out. And everyone would be like, what the hell is up with that Adam's apple? And so I would, anytime I got in trouble, though, was the kind of silver lining of it, is I would always try to beat the call. I'd run home and I'd try to beat the call to my parents. And occasionally, a couple times, I did pick up the phone before my parents ever knew the phone was ringing and acted like, as though I was my dad and totally got out of it.
Nice.
It was pretty amazing. Like, Mr. Osborne.
Nice.
Like, yes. 14,
you weren't lying.
Hello.
You were Mr. Osborne.
Yes, yeah. This is true.
That is true.
This is very true.
You wait till I see him.
Brothers Osborne here. Yeah. Let me see here. Slow your roll.
You got to slow.
First track of the record, too, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this. Township distress, take myself a deep breath, watch it go up and smoke. Slow. I hear a little funky, a little southern rock.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm at. You play all your own solos, John?
Yeah, I do play. Sometimes I call Keith Urban to help me through it, but no, I play my own solos.
Yeah. Tell me about this one here.
This song or the
solo?
Yeah,
the song.
The song that we wrote this with Barry Dean and
Troy Burgess.
Yeah, Troy Burgess. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and Barry's Dean's who also we wrote Rum with. So there's a lot of the same writers that we've been working with for years. And we just wanted to write something fun. You know, it's kind of interesting. I feel like there's certain songwriters that just write songs to write them, and they just want to write good songs. And there's writers in town that are like, all they want are hit songs and songs on the radio, because a lot of writers don't make money unless that happens. But I feel like any time we've ever gone into a writing session and all they're thinking about is getting a song on the radio, it never, ever even gets close to a song that would be a single. And then you have guys like this where you just sit down and they just want to write. And it's probably a testament to why they've had so much success, is that they're not trying to do anything. They're just doing it.
Yeah.
Man, pick a song. Let's walk through one of these. Give me one. Give me one where I go, hey, which one if people had to hear this whole record? You go, okay, this is the one that is the difference in
Well,
this.
Well, it's a little hard because when I tell people to listen to the record, the thing I think is most unique and cool about the record is the first four songs. I know we don't have time for that. The first four songs.
We got all time in the world.
If you want to play all four songs.
I'll play all four songs. But the first four songs of the record, they go nonstop. They literally go right the next song into the other. There's no song ends and the next one starts. Literally, the music just keeps going. And that's kind of cool. That's usually what I play people.
Push Up Daisies. That's kind of been my favorite one recently.
We'll go on till we're pushing up daisies. Grown wild now, still be calling you baby.
Well, it's tough to write a love song and have a new angle on it. So when I hear that, I haven't heard that. That's
why we
direction.
Found we wrote that with Kendall Marvel. We co-wrote three of the songs on this record with Kendall, and you know he's one of our favorite writers to write with, because he approaches everything from kind of an unexpected angle, and there's always like this kind of like rough country boy angle to all of his stuff. And he had that idea, and I was like, his idea is we ain't getting out of this love alive. I was like, is that because they're fighting? He goes, no, it's because they're in love. They're going to be in love. And I was like, immediately got chills on my body. I was like, that's an incredible way to say that.
Yeah.
That was one of the songs that I think we wrote really quickly. It just kind of fell out.
What was the most difficult song to write on this record, one that you just tinkered with over and over again?
The one we tinkered with the most, I think, was While You Still
While
Can.
While You Still Can, yeah.
Which I know we played live on here last time.
Don't let your night become another, so take life by the hands while you still can.
Such a good song.
Yeah, thank you.
And so why did that one take longer?
We just we wrote it with a really great artist in town and writer named Travis Meadows, and you all should check this guy out.
I've had him in.
He's a songwriter, and one thing I love about Travis is that he does not settle for anything. So it's almost hard to write with him because it's not going to be quick. And we've written with him several times. We've gotten to kind of learn. In fact, we just wrote with him the other day. We've gotten to learn that. All right, we're going to be in here. We're going to duke it out, but we're going to get something great. And he's not going to write just to get in and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And with this song, we'd written a little bit. I think we probably came back two or maybe even three times.
I think three times.
We just never forced anything. It was never like, we got to get this line. And if it came out, it came out. And then, honestly, probably the second time, when songs are hard to write, you kind of get sick of them. You're kind of like, I hate this song. I don't want anything to do with it anymore. And then we went back and we listened to it months later, and I was like, man, this song I think is one of the best songs we've ever written, and we gotta get back in and finish this. And we did, and it was shortly before the record was to be recorded, and I didn't care whether we needed more up-tempos or ballads or what. I knew that we had to record that song.
Mm.
Travis Meadows is an amazing story. I mean, he went through so much tragedy. He watched his brother drown when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He fought cancer.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was a minister.
Yeah.
He's been
recovering alcoholic.
And he goes and
he was bad. Yeah, he got.
We met Travis Reitman. He started his recovery from alcoholism, and it was like he had his ball cap down as low as it can go, glasses, and like a 5 o'clock shadow from like 5 days ago. He just looked like he was struggling. And then you would see this guy progress and make the most incredible progression. And now he couldn't be happier. And I think he has found his solace in songwriting. And he's a true success story. He's overcome a lot. And he's one of our favorite people and writers. And
an incredible singer. Just look. I mean, he's out just out on the road right now. He's jumping all around doing dates. But just look it up. I mean, he may be coming near y'all. It's Travis Meadows. Just check him out. Seriously, you will not be disappointed.
Well, fellas, you did it again.
Oh, man.
You put out music that I personally enjoy.
Oh, man.
Thanks,
no, I mean,
Bobby.
Really. No, that's the truth.
I appreciate it. I mean, we try really hard. I mean, it's so weird. In music, it seems as though you go, like, completely super commercial down the middle, try to get big hit songs on the radio, or you go totally left of center, and you go trying to get critical acclaim, and you totally miss the mark, and it ends up being a little too... to avant-garde or whatever. One thing, I think the hardest thing to do is both, is to really try to do something different and do something that's unique and to us.
But still has mass appeal.
But still has mass appeal. That's really hard. And so I don't know if we've done that or not, but
we'll see.
We've at least gotten clips of the album played.
Today.
Today.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a step in the right direction.
Here's Tequila Again from Brothers Osborne.
Once again I'll wake up on time with a headache turned up to 10, asking myself why the hell I fell in love with tequila again.
We wanted this to feel like it was like a love song, like because it's kind of a fun. It's a song basically about like tequila not treating you good, and we were like, instead of it being singing it like performing it like it's funny, let's perform it like it's a real relationship, a tumultuous relationship.
It is.
Tequila. It is.
It is very tumultuous relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. You playing a mandolin there?
Yeah. And this is all live too. We're just sitting in a room around a couple of mics and just jamming.
Man, you guys cut a cheap record, huh? Set up a couple mics and let it rip, boys.
Yeah, you think it should be cheap. It's fine. I'm gonna take that little sound clip. I'm gonna play it for Jay Joyce, our producer.
Yeah. Why are you charging so much? Yeah. You only put out two mics.
Why did I charge you? Because you went to Florida to make it
for you. A U-Haul payment. You got to get it down there.
Actually, like, I could literally walk to his studio where it is in Nashville, and now I'm like, we literally packed everything in U-Haul and went like, whatever, 12 hours down the road. Pretty funny.
Port St. Joe. It's out. Hope you listen to it. Let's see. What else? You're out with Dirks?
Yeah.
We are, yeah.
It's Dirks, you guys, and Lanco.
That's
right.
Yeah. Man, what an energetic show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it is exciting.
I don't hate any of those bands. In most tours, there's at least one of the bands I'm like, pass.
I go to that. Yeah.
Yeah, Lanco, they're great guys. We had them out on our first headline tour that we did a year or so ago. And just before, we knew they were going to take off. And at the time, they were just slugging away. And we saw a lot of ourselves in them. Out with their first single, just hitting the pavement, driving themselves in a Winnebago, and we were like, I love these guys, and I'm glad to see that they're having a lot of success now.
Come on.
Yeah. You should have had a feature on there, Bob.
Yeah, I'd have dropped a bar for you. I'd come out on the remix. All right. Brothers Osborne, Port St. Joe, where they recorded it, and you guys are writing on every single song on the record.
Yes.
Being the true artist that you are.
Trying to be.
Just fighting upstream the whole time and making it look cool, man. Making it look cool. Well, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Bobby.
Good luck with the record, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Brothers Osborne, everybody. Yeah, there we go. The Bobby Bones Show. Thanks to the Brothers Osborne for coming by. Yesterday, Carrie Underwood came by. That interview was on every TV show there was.
Pretty cool.
It was on the Scandal finale last night.
Was that finale last night?
Yeah, and they were like, let's cut away and talk about Carrie Underwood being on the Bobby Bones Show. It's crazy.
Amazing.
So, not only that, the sweatshirt that she had on that said Motorhead, they all sold out yesterday.
Wow.
Oh. I didn't get one.
Carrie Underwood came in yesterday wearing this Motorhead sweatshirt. You can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's made by a company called And Finally. It costs $90. And then after the interview yesterday, it was a trending product because everybody kept seeing it. At topshop.com, the shirt sold out. How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I wonder if she would have known three Motorhead songs. That's the rule with shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That you have to know three.
At least.
Like Amy's worn Elton John.
Yeah.
Can you name three songs?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
Okay.
And I know another one.
Uh-oh.
Give me a hint.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
That's a hint.
Oh, yeah, that's a hint.
Candle in the Wind.
There you go.
Yeah, I could keep going.
That's the rule if you wear a band shirt.
Yeah, because I also wore Def Leppard and I couldn't name a single song, but I still wear that shirt. I don't care.
John Stamos is a dad now, but the thing that I took from the story was his wife was in labor for 20 minutes.
20
wow.
minutes?
Wow.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, 20 minutes. Her name is McHugh. That's her last name, McHugh. Caitlin McHugh. I hate to tell women, but labor was 20 minutes, he said.
That's crazy.
She said, yeah. I mean, that's my kind of labor right there. Efficient. Get it, you know?
Yeah, that's how you like things.
Just to go. Yeah.
I wonder if she was induced at all. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. Amy's daughter's 11th birthday's tomorrow, but it's her first American birthday.
Yeah. And so it's her first real party.
At the orphanage, they never had parties.
They had cakes, but you may be celebrating multiple birthdays, and it's not like there was friends that got invited over or anything, or you got to choose what you wanted to do.
Well, tomorrow, the world starts for her officially because Amy's ordered a bouncy house, 17 unicorns.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I listen to Amy over here going, can I get whack-a-mole?
A whack-a-mole was sold out.
So what's happening at the party?
Well, there will be the bouncy house, which she's pretty pumped about.
Can I get in? Because I like this. It's for
and there's
kids.
A slide and a basketball goal or something. I don't know. And then also this life-size huge dartboard thing that you kick a Velcro soccer ball onto. It's an inflatable, too, so it blows up huge. So the bouncy house is in the front yard, and the inflatable soccer goal thing is in the backyard.
So what's your deal with presents? Because I already bought a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, no presents necessary.
Necessary, but allowed.
They're allowed because I almost said no gifts, please, but.
You can't say no gifts and then have a bouncy house.
What?
It's a contradiction to go, here's a nacho machine and a bouncy house and four ponies, but no gifts.
She doesn't know about the nacho machine.
Oh,
just kidding.
Nacho, nacho. Serious about
I'm
that.
Just kidding. There's not a nacho machine, but I did get a popcorn machine.
So that's all tomorrow. And the fact that Amy was considering no gifts, but she was going to do all that. Okay, because I bought a bunch of gifts.
I'm excited.
Good, 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 good. So that's tomorrow evening. We're having the birthday party.
Yes.
What's trending now? No Tears Left to Cry. This is Ariana Grande's new song right here. Why is this getting a lot of attention? Just because it's out?
Yeah.
It's Ariana?
Just because it's, yeah.
Well, I wonder if it has anything to do with the shooting. Because they say in the video she makes a reference to it. That's why I wonder. Also trending now, Scandal finale. That's it. Last night was the final episode ever, I believe.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened. I try to avoid Twitter. I'm probably a season behind.
Me too.
Because I've been watching that Americans. I'm almost done. Kanye West announced he's coming out with two new albums. One solo effort and another collaboration with Kid Cudi. I'm into that. Lance Armstrong settled his $100 million fraud case against the Postal Service for $5 million. Who cares?
Because that was his sponsor?
Yeah, he okay. apparently lied. I think that's what the story was, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I checked out of him.
Yeah.
And they were suing him for $100 million, and Floyd Landis, who turned him in, gets 25%, and he was like, you know what? I don't want to pay $100 million. I'll settle for $5 million.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams, the Destiny's Child singer, is engaged. And finally, Tammy Duckworth, the senator, made history by bringing her baby to the Senate vote to bipartisan approval. They all voted. Which, by the way, she's the first female to ever have a baby while being a senator.
She's yeah, I mean, female you can't or a person. Or
yeah. Yeah, which is anything. Cool, which is crazy. Because one, most people are old, and two, it's not like it's not all old men for the most part.
Right. So, it's like showing little progression there. I love it.
Good for her. That's awesome. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. I get a text from our audio producer, Raymundo, and he says, hey, do you know about this? So what's the story, Raymundo?
Yeah, so this person won $40,000 playing slots at Aria in Vegas.
During ACM weekend last weekend.
During the weekend, and apparently they were down at first, so they started down a couple thousand. Things weren't looking good. Then they hit the jackpot, over 40,000, and there was lights that were going off. I don't know if confetti flew, but they said a crowd gathered and people were congratulating the star. And then they ended up just getting out of there. So immediately after they won, they cashed out, which is smart. And then I also heard that they didn't want the money getting jacked from them. So when they cashed it out, they got $100 bills, and they carried the money to the ACM Awards with them.
Huh. I don't know who it is.
Me neither.
Male artist or female artist?
Yeah, guy or girl, man.
Oh, that. Thank you.
Yeah, we got it's a male
that.
Artist.
It's a male artist.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I mean, usually I don't think girls are heavy into gambling and casino
well, that's
and
sexist.
Slots. It's not sexist.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see it.
I actually think the females.
My mom
I know,
loves
they
like
have
it.
Way more fun.
Than,
yeah.
Really? Yeah, but even then, that's kind of sexist to say that. So I think it's pretty sexist to say that.
All right. Well, anyways, it is a male. A male hit the jackpot, major money.
If I hear a guy's playing slots, I'm like, what a putt.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Go play the tables,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Oh. It's, again, sexist.
Sexist, yeah. At its finest.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I mean, but yes. Oh, so will you tell me off the air who it is?
I'll tell you off the
text
air.
Text me.
100% true.
Text me because I want to know if it's a struggling artist that has a gambling problem or like a big baller artist that isn't playing high enough.
They got number ones.
Oh, they do have number
congrats,
ones.
Congrats, Aldine.
And now, that's probably not Aldine. He plays a bigger
table. See, he's a table guy.
His table's like up in his room.
Yeah,
Doesn't he have those special delivery tables?
He's that kind of baller. So, you know what I did last night is I got on the 23andMe, because what they do is they release these reports about your health. This is not a commercial, I swear to you, because I put it on my Insta story last night. One of my friends is big time into 23andMe, and he says, hey, did you see where if you have this gene that has, you're more susceptible to prostate cancer or breast cancer, it shows you.
Okay.
And so on my Insta story, you can see me going through it because it makes you click like seven things, and it says, hey, listen, if you keep clicking and it's not good news, you could get really anxious, you could get sad. And so you click through it, and it's a variant. And so I click through it. I mean, should I tell you now what it said, or do you want to look at my Insta story?
No.
Well, no, tell us, because I don't have time for that.
You don't have time to get a...
You just tell me right now.
Kids, man.
Mr. Bobby
Bones. No, I mean, I have time for it later, but I want to know right now, and I can't get on my phone.
Yeah, so I scrolled down, and my friend had the variants.
Oh.
So he's going to the doctor. Wow. Like, what can he do? And I scrolled, and I have zero variants on mine.
Thank goodness.
And then I did the Alzheimer's one.
Yeah.
Because it tells you if you have the you can still get it, but it tells you if you have the specific genes. And I did that, didn't have that. But I started to get really anxious. I laughed when it said, oh, you can get really anxious and nervous when doing this. Stop. But it really, I was like, oh, man, what if this clicks yes?
Yeah. It's so scary.
And then I started looking up third cousins.
Mm,
and
yeah.
I found a couple.
You went down that
second
rabbit
cousins.
Hole.
I don't even know some of these people.
Any of them potential hot? Yeah. Like, you like
what?
Them?
What?
You can date a third cousin.
Ooh.
Amy, what is wrong? What?
No. You can. You can. That's you can.
Yeah, at least we have something in common.
Yeah, family.
Blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like I'm doing very well without, you know, like dating my cousins.
If Bobby's into it, if he wants to use 23andMe okay. as a dating site, yeah. It's fine.
We just want you to be happy, man.
Yes.
We've talked about that before.
I know.
It's like my version of Bumble.
You got to do what you got to do.
Set up my 23andMe and connect to the relative. You know, my name's Bobby. I was born in Arkansas. Are you single?
And now you can like add to your profile like 23andMeMatch.com.
You don't have to change your last name.
Yeah. Well, no, that none of them have my last name.
None of them do. Mm.
So what happened was my real mom and my biological father, they divorced when I was 5 or 6. And then my biological dad was just gone. And so, you know, there's 30 years of my life where I don't have, my stepdad came in when I was 12, 13. But yeah, so I don't know a lot of that side.
Mm.
I have a couple cousins that I know that I'm pretty close to. But the weird thing is my mom and her sister married two brothers. So two sisters married two brothers, which means a lot of my family too is just one trunk. They go straight up. There are no branches. It's not incest.
No.
Stop it with your Arkansas jokes.
No, I didn't even.
That's what everybody says.
That's why you were saying third cousin.
No, you really could. Like, you could.
What? I go, what?
Yeah, I thought you were making an Arkansas joke when you said third cousin.
No.
Ray just texted me the person who won 40.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say it. It's a blind item.
Can we guess and you tell us?
I'll give you one guess, Eddie. Only Eddie gets one guess.
All right, I got it.
Go ahead.
John Party.
Oh.
Yeah, because I saw on Instagram he stayed late in Vegas, so I feel like
And was he at the Aria?
Yeah. I think so.
That's the only guess I'm going to give the show.
That's
anyone else want to shoot this down?
It's
John Party, dude.
I'm only
going to
give it
ones.
One guess.
I'll let you have it.
Okay. Show me John Party.
Come on!
Goodbye. So tonight, I'm going to dinner with Morgan number 2.
Whoa!
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Y'all been talking about this since y'all's podcast.
Here we go.
3 different reactions. Huh.
Interesting.
Why?
Well, I mean, just it's random.
Yeah.
One.
Wait, did y'all listen to the podcast?
I did, but I mean, come on, we'd say that all the time.
I did a Bobbycast with Morgan number 2, and you can hear it. Just search Bobbycast. And it says Morgan number 2, and we talk about the show, and Morgan number 2 is the newest member of the show. And I reached out to her, by the way, right, Morgan number 2? I texted her. I said, hey, I'm actually in town. Let's go to dinner.
You picking her up?
It's not a date.
I'm just at,
She works here, dude.
Can I ask questions about the dinner? You said you're going
to
dinner.
Are you making out? No, she works here.
I just have questions about the dinner. Are you picking her up?
No.
Okay, that's it. That's the answer. Thank you.
We know where we're going, right?
No.
You don't
where?
Know?
Where?
You don't know yet? What?
Where are y'all going?
Yeah.
You just said they don't know.
No, I do.
I guess.
I guess I booked it on my app.
Somewhere nice?
Open table?
Oh, an open table, yeah. Mm. Her microphone doesn't work again. Talk in somebody else's microphone. I'm going to cancel the dinner because now I can't hear her talk.
Okay, hold on. Question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so just preparing you, Morgan, because you have a boyfriend and he's like new to this whole thing and you're going out with Bobby and I don't know, sometimes that could cause issues.
Why? Why would you say that about me?
I'm not saying it's because it's you. I'm not saying because
it's you. Are you saying because I'm so irresistible that boyfriends go, I don't know if I like that.
No, but there could be where it's like, it's a work thing, but people will start to talk. And if Bobby posts a picture, all the comments are going to be like, OMG, are y'all dating? So cute.
Oh, I can't
Morgan's
post a picture
beautiful.
Without a female.
Exactly. And then your boyfriend's going to get on Instagram and he's going to be like, what's up with this picture? Why are y'all hanging out so close? Like, what's
so
da, da, da.
Close?
What are these
what do you
comments
happening?
It's
here?
Just a picture.
This is a lot of prediction.
No, I mean,
it is. This is why I don't do it a lot because everything I do turns into a soap opera.
Yeah, I'm helping you. I'm giving you advice.
How do you feel about it, Morgan number 2? Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. And I mean, I told
really
my boyfriend
awkward.
He's excited for me. You know,
really.
We get to know each other a little bit better. So
there's nothing enjoyable about having dinner with me. Mm. Except that I pay.
I was going to say, except he'll pay for you.
Yeah,
so get dessert.
Order whatever. And, have some like topics of conversation in your pocket.
What do you think we're going to talk about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I mean, I hope it's just like a friendly conversation and we just get to know each other. I don't know. Now I'm nervous.
Also, be okay with comfortable silence.
Oh, I live in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just be cool. Like, if nobody's talking for a minute, just be cool with it. It's fine.
And don't be offended if he pulls out his phone and looks at Twitter or Instagram while you're at dinner.
And then if you're still taking your last bite of food and he's already paid, it's no big deal.
Oh, my thing is, when I swallow my last swallow of food, I like to walk out of the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, no, no, we need to get the check. And he's like, no, 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 I already paid.
Yeah, nobody has time to hang around and talk after dinner. Like, it's time to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're having dinner tonight at Little Octopus?
Oh, yummy.
Oh,
yeah.
That place is good. Ooh,
you'll love that, Morgan, because vegetarian and stuff.
Okay, yeah, sweet. You're vegetarian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have good options.
When's the last time you ate meat?
Oh, since I was 8 years old.
So like 3 years? Zinga! Red Hoodie Comedy Tour, Zinga!
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Since you're 8 years old and you're 24 right now?
Yeah.
Why would you go vegetarian at 8? It's quite a second grade decision.
My sister told me where it came from, and I loved animals, so I tossed my hamburger out the window as I was eating it.
And that's it.
Yep. End of story.
Well, tonight, Morgan number 2 and I have dinner. And apparently some major drama is going to unfold. Wow. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for some positivity. We go over to Amy for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
After applying for jobs with no luck, this guy Matthew took an unusual approach. He decided to make a sign, sit in his wheelchair on the side of the road, and say, work wanted. I'll do sales, admin, purchasing, accounts. Put his phone number. It worked. Someone called him and offered him a job.
Wow. Doing what? Do you know?
It led to several employment opportunities, a job interview, and a chance to send his resume to a ton of people, and then he ended up accepting a position, but I don't know which one.
Oh, good for that guy. And good for someone who saw that, because I think I would go, oh, that's cool that he's doing that, but never call.
Yeah. People called.
People called. Look at that guy. Let's go check in with Morgan number 2 with her segment.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
What do 24-year-olds care about, Morgan number 2?
So, going along with the whole drama saga of Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan, she posted this like kind of sexy picture on Instagram of her in lingerie at the same time that she removed the last name Tatum from her page.
Ooh.
And Channing liked the photo.
Probably just to go, I don't mind. Like, I like it that you're doing your thing because I like what I'm doing. That's what I, as a dude.
He's supporting?
Well, no. The opposite.
Oh.
The opposite of support. He's probably just showing her he doesn't care. Because she's doing that to show, like, look, I'm rocking this anyway. And he's going, fine. I like it because I don't care what you're doing. I got my own thing going. Drama. Yeah, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Why is everyone so invested in this couple, Morgan number 2?
I don't know. I mean, they were probably the best couple. Like, they always just showed pretty, like, natural signs that they really liked each other and cared about each other, you know, as natural as social media can show. And everybody thought they'd never break. It's kind of like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. That's the other one. So if
they'll
break,
never break.
We're screwed.
Stop it. Everybody can break. Hey, Morgan number 2. So tonight you and I are going to dinner. Do you think people will start to say that about us? Like, do we just look so
they'll never
natural?
Break.
Well, they'll never break. Ever.
Wow.
Did your boyfriend text you after the last segment? Is he worried?
No, I mean, he's supportive of my career, and, you know, you're my boss, and we're going to dinner to get to know each other, so.
There you go. There you go. So awkward for her.
Well, it's got to be awkward.
I'm just not good to hang out with.
It's going
to
be fine.
See, even Amy knows. She knows. She didn't say no. She goes, but she knows.
It's going to be fine. Morgan can hold her own. Like, she knows.
And I'm just like this. That's $11. Let's add it up. Okay, how's your... I mean, that's me.
Stop.
Dinner. All right, thank you.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
Last night, the Cash Me Outside girl followed me on Twitter.
She did?
Yeah. Her name's Danielle.
Okay.
And so, Cash Me Outside, how about that? And so, I tweeted. I was like, dang, thanks for following me. You just keep being you. And then she unfollowed me.
Oh,
yeah, how about that?
What?
Yeah. Wow, that quick, huh?
How about that?
Yesterday on Instagram, you had a cashew, and you go, cashew outside.
I said, cashew me outside. How about that?
I laughed out loud.
Yeah. By being nominated, I already won. Obviously, Cardi's going to win, but she really deserves it. And
really?
I'm just getting started, so.
Over Nicki?
For sure.
Really?
Cardi's way better than Nicki. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. Cardi actually says stuff. Nicki just has attitude. So what? Wow, big deal.
Yeah, so what? Wow, big deal. Hey, cash me outside.
Make it kick rock.
Yeah, she
you follow me, don't follow me. Yeah, stunk.
That's weird. She was like, whoopsie, accident.
Yeah, got a present and take it back. Here we go. I'm going to play a guy playing guitar, and he's doing TV theme songs. So here you go. What's that?
Friends.
Yeah. This guy's playing on YouTube. Ready? Name this one. Go ahead. Come on.
What? What do you mean, come on?
Eddie?
Oof.
King, oh, come on.
King of Queens?
I thought that.
Lunchbox?
I thought that was Family Matters.
Wow, I'm blown away at all you guys.
See, Bobby, take back your annoyance with me, please.
No, because now I'm annoyed all three of you.
That's okay, you're looking at the answer, though.
No, I would know it. You're talking to the
Is
TV
that Seinfeld?
King.
Oh, it's Seinfeld, okay.
Yeah.
I think they missed a beat.
No, Seinfeld's always different.
I agree with you.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
I agree with you, Amy.
Here you go. Aim.
How I Met Your Mother.
No.
I know.
This is office. Oh. The office.
No. No. The brain, the smart one.
Big Bang
Big
Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Do you know who recorded that song? Who the band is? The Bare Naked Ladies. That's their song.
Oh, really?
They've made millions off that song.
Yeah. That's amazing. The whole universe was in
a hot, dense state. How about this one? It's playing it on guitar.
Oh, The Office.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm watching that now.
Do you love it or no?
I do love it.
Isn't that the best show
Michael
ever?
Scott cracks me up. But I feel like some stuff I'm like, is that... I'm not really watching much network TV these days, but like, is some stuff that he got away with saying, like, is that all on TV these days?
No,
like,
not
is
really.
That very PC?
No, not really, but it's my favorite show.
Yeah, it's really good.
So Good Morning America does a story on Carrie Underwood coming on our show yesterday. And I got to say, overall, it was really good coverage. You know, it was very kind of Carrie to come to us first, and... So everybody picked it up. Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight. And don't get it twisted. It's all about Carrie. I'm just glad our logo was in the background of it. But this morning, here you go on Good Morning America.
Revealing for the first time how she sustained that injury requiring more than 40 facial stitches. On the Bobby Jones Show.
The Bobby.
Oh.
Did
they go back and say, I mean Bones?
They did not.
Ooh.
We are forever the Bobby Jones Show. Should I get? I'm not annoyed. And everyone goes, "Aren't you so annoyed?"
Oh, you're not.
No, I mean it's such a trivial thing. I have a stupid name.
No, it's not trivial. It's your name. You are a national personality. You're on American Idol. You wrote a best-selling book. It's not just a name. It is your name. It's like, I don't know who's on Good Morning America. I don't know the name of the people.
Robin Roberts.
Okay.
But it wasn't
And we called her Robin Smith. I mean, would she be mad? Yeah, she would. It would be annoying.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a stupid name. You know, I have a stupid name.
That, Robin?
I've told the story before, but as I was being inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, the guy's announcing it. And he's like, and also... newest inductee, Bobby Jones. We all looked at the table and we're like, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about
and
that?
He's
Catch
even
outside.
In the
Catch
same...
How about
it,
that?
He's in the industry. I think it's just people's brains like auto-correct it.
Yeah.
Sort of like our phones do that to us sometimes. They're just like, clearly that's not Bone. So I'm just going to go and say Jones.
How about that? Huh? Yeah. How about that? Why is that? Get your Bobby Bones. By the way, today... It's 420 day, and everywhere I look, people are posting about it. I've never tried it, so I don't really have a bond to it. But I can tell you some facts, because I have a bond to facts.
420 facts.
Yeah. I'm going to give you 420 facts about me.
Wow.
That's not what 420 means,
Bonnie. Fact number one, I am brunette. Okay. Do you know what 420 means? Like why?
I don't know why it's on April 20th, but...
So people think 420 is the police code for possession. That's not why it's that. Do you know what, Lunchbox? You're like a man of the streets. What's 420 mean, Mr. Cool?
It just means marijuana day.
Okay.
No. I mean...
Good one.
Marijuana day.
It's just three numbers that got drawn in the lottery when someone was smoking. 420, not the penal code for marijuana use. It is actually started with the Grateful Dead fans. Back in 1971, a group of kids at a high school in California had a habit of meeting at 420. They called themselves the Waldos. And the shorthand was 420 Lewis. Let's meet at the Lewis Pasteur statue at 420 to smoke. And then somehow it
Wow, it started with that, and now it's like
That's
a
crazy,
global
yeah.
moment.
You got a problem with it?
No.
Catch me outside.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
I like that Grateful Dead, though.
How about that? What?
I like that Grateful Dead. Mm.
D.C. high schools are restricting baked goods today, period.
Oh.
Because of 420 today.
And brownies and stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you show up with...
The restrictions come after several students were taken to the hospital because they didn't know what they were eating.
Oh,
and they
no.
think that people are going to do it on 420 day.
Ooh.
We suspect that 420 will be another day of risk-taking for our students. As a result, school officials are not allowed to enter the building with baked goods or large quantities of brownies, cookies, or cupcakes.
And it's the school officials that aren't allowed to bring
no
it?
No one.
Oh.
No one. Yeah. So, yeah. There's that. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She followed me and then unfollowed me. I was so distraught. Like, it's like a train wreck just watching all that stuff. And then she, I was like, woo, look at what up. Then she unfollowed me and I was like,
how about that?
How about that? You know what I mean? Okay. Thank you. Amy's pile is coming up. What do you have in the pile? Because it's basically news that if you were the lead anchor that you'd report, what do you have?
Well, have you heard of eco-anxiety?
Mm-mm.
It exists. I'll tell you what it is.
Is that what you give me?
No.
Oh, that's
do
not
I
eco?
Give you anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
I do?
Don't worry about you. Get anxious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of sweet.
Of course it is. What I do. The Bob Bone
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So apparently 72% of people are suffering from eco-anxiety, which is the stress and uneasiness felt when hearing or seeing anything that has to do with the environment and disrespect towards the environment. And I feel like Lunchbox might have this a little bit, and he even passed it along to me. Like, if I go over to our little recycle bin with paper, and sometimes I accidentally throw it in the trash and not in the recycle bin, I feel like pressure when Lunchbox mm-hmm. is watching me.
Yeah, he hoards the stuff, though.
He does.
Like, his car is nothing but garbage.
No, recycle.
Oh, recycle.
Yeah, recycle. If I'm in the grocery store parking lot and I see a can or a bottle on the ground, I'll pick it up and put it in my car.
Why do you do that?
To save the earth. I just think it's disgusting that people just leave it there or throw it in the trash. Like, when you have a chance to recycle and reuse it, why wouldn't you?
And I commend that.
And he's consistently passionate about it.
Sometimes I wonder, though, what his real intention is. Because he just keeps the trash for months.
No, because the recycle guy comes once a month at my house. So the day before, I'll go and unload the car into the recycle bin in my back alley.
Where'd you get this from?
My family.
Oh, they were big recyclers?
Always.
Look at that.
We used to collect Coke cans and take them in for cash.
I used to do that too, but it was just for the money. I broke.
And then,
for sure.
It wasn't recycling. That's cool, though. That is cool. Like, all jokes aside, do you drink water bottles?
Nope. I do every once in a while, if they're... But I usually use like a...
He has that water bottle he uses every day.
Yeah, the reuse. I don't know what you call this.
Do you ever wash that?
Yeah.
I probably watched this once in the last 2 years.
No!
Wow. Disgusting.
There's the Lunchbox we love.
Yeah, I watched it at the beginning of this year because I was like, I'm going to be a new person. I'm going to wash it more often. Hadn't left since after I...
Your mouth is on that every day.
Yeah, it's my
and
mouth.
Your hands.
Gross.
Okay,
what else?
I have the top 420 snacks because today is 420.
Yeah.
So whether right. you...
We're the lamest show talking about 420.
I mean,
there couldn't be a lamer show talking about 420.
I mean, we're not really doing the 420 thing,
it's
but
like
you can
if Bert,
snack.
Ernie, and Big Bird gather around talking about 420.
Hey, Bert,
that's what we
more
are.
About the 420 there.
What are you... Hey, Kermit D. Frog here.
420.
talking about the reefer. We're the lamest
people. I do like the snacks, though.
Go ahead. What are the top snacks for 420?
I know you might find this shocking, but Doritos,
yeah.
Cheetos, Combos, Top Ramen, Ben and Jerry's half-baked ice cream, and pizza rolls.
There you go.
Hi, Miss Piggy. Want to get high?
Kirby! Oh, Funyuns also made the list. I missed
of course
that
they
one.
Did.
Isn't that one of your favorites?
That's my 421 favorite.
Yeah. The day after.
Yeah. Go ahead. What else?
Okay, so there's things that people in their 60s nail way better than like millennials. And when I started looking at the list, I was like, what? This is so true. Like
honeymooners trivia.
No.
Oh.
But think about it. How to read a clock with a minute and hour hands. Like my kids even.
I can do that.
Yeah.
No, you can. But I mean, I'm even thinking like beyond millennials, but like kids are just so digital and everything's out for them. Like reading a hand, how to iron a shirt, how to sew a button, spelling words without a spell checker, and how to set the table properly. Well,
that's like drive a Model T.
Do you know how to set the table properly?
Yeah, because I was a waiter for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you
I
were.
Had to learn how to fancy set a table.
Mm-hmm.
I developed those skills. Yeah.
So
okay, can I ask you a question
yeah.
about that? Why do they have so many forks and knives?
Is different it courses.
No, I understand. It's just to make people look stupid, right?
No, no, no. It's for the same reason anything's fancy. So you start inside, work your way out. The first thing that comes, you use the inside fork. They just don't want you using the same fork for a different part of the meal. Soup comes, inside spoon. Salad comes, inside small fork. Meal, dessert, right. Fork. That's what it is.
And
that's
why the top of the
even
plate.
The different glasses. Mm-hmm. There's wine glasses, you know, drink
glasses. Yeah, because you sit down at a table when it's like a banquet or whatever, and there's glasses on your left and your right. How do you know which one to grab?
And I would have never known, but I had to learn to make money as a waiter. Yeah,
does everybody, right when they sit down, put their napkin in their lap?
Mm-mm. Sometimes I tuck out my shirt.
That's nice.
Is that
a
not
good
a
look.
Thing?
Yeah, if you don't want to get your shirt dirty.
Yeah, I'll either tuck out my shirt or...
You do not. If you were put going out to dinner with like our CEO, there's no way you're sitting down and tucking your napkin into your
sure
shirt.
Sure I would. Why would I not? Okay. It depends on how nice the shirt is. If I'm going with him, I'm probably wearing a nice shirt. So I'll probably tuck that in. Yeah.
I didn't think of that time that he called us the poorest people in the room.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
That's true. We went to a big charity event. And I went and said, Amy, come. We go. And he's like, yeah, you guys are probably the poorest people here. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I was. I was, because Bobby...
Well, we were probably the two poorest.
Yeah, and then I was like, I win the award for
but
most
But Amy
poor.
Gets the ribbon
yes,
first
I was
poor.
The
All
most
All right, go
poor.
Ahead.
Okay, so tomorrow is Husband Appreciation Day. Shout out Eddie and Lunchbox.
Yeah.
A new poll asked women what they like about their husbands, and the top answers were, he's a hard worker.
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
I don't know about these two. I don't think that's
do
on top
mean?
Of these two.
What?
Go ahead.
Other wives said, I can be myself around him, so they appreciate that. He makes me laugh. He's smart and he's supportive.
Yep, yep.
Are y'all all those things?
All of them. Yep. All of the above.
Probably not hard worker, but the other ones were great. Yeah.
And then what we like least about our husbands, not listening and snoring. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
Thank you very much. Hey, these Taylor Swift stories kind of annoy me for Taylor. The ones where they're saying she hasn't sold out any of her stadiums yet. That's the standard we hold her to, that if she doesn't sell out massive stadiums, then she's a failure. Are you kidding me? That's insane to me that people are taking shots at her because she hasn't sold out any stadiums yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
But let's just look at the criticism.
I know.
They're criticizing the fact that she hasn't quite, because it's close, hasn't quite sold out stadiums.
Yeah.
Sometimes the teams that play, the reason the stadiums are built, don't sell it out. That's it really is insane. People will look to criticize anything for any reason. And I was like, man, if I knew Taylor, I'd call and be like, I'm sorry about that. I wish they wouldn't say that stuff about you because I feel like that's an unfair shot. Here's a man who nearly dies after being stabbed on a golf course because they got into a fight about golf etiquette.
Mm. Oh, dear.
That's about the only times I've ever been in a fist fight in my life. Mm. And by fist fight, I mean I had a golf club and they had fists. I was going to beat them with the golf club.
Yeah.
were on the golf course. Obviously, they've been drinking. And it was about damaging the greens and scratching with the green with the golf flag. And so they said, hey, you're doing that wrong. And the guy runs off the golf course. He then comes back with a knife and stabbed his buddies.
Oh, boy. They were friends.
Yeah, they were golf partners. Oh,
don't say goodness. Buddies loosely.
He had an artery so severe they had to go to the hospital, blood transfusion. Yeah.
So do you stay friends or?
I don't know. I don't know what his score was.
Sounds like Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. Lunchbox fights people on the course. He fights us on the course.
He just gets so angry.
I fight other people because I did maintenance on a golf course for years. And nothing will make me madder than when someone would hit a golf ball on me or on somebody else because they will slice you.
Yeah.
And so, I get angry. You guys see me go after
a couple
carts.
Times.
I don't
like,
go.
Bones, where are you going, Bones?
I don't go on with the fists. I get beat up. Like, I'm going down swinging a 7-iron. Not even the small. I'm not even going with a pitch wedge or 9-iron. I'm taking a 7-iron. Mm.
That's the strongest, for
that's
sure.
The, what? With the
that's
big, 7-iron.
That's a strong
round.
It's the right size. Not too long.
Good
not
distance.
Too short. Just whack. I'll pop somebody, man. So, yeah, that was one. What are you reading over there?
Oh, I just saw a video on Twitter that was posted of this inmate. It was ABC put it out. It's an emotional moment outside California prison when a man who spent 25 years on death row was set free after his conviction and the killing of his girlfriend's daughter was overturned. And it shows him, like, getting off the bus and, like, being greeted by family and his lawyers. And he's just tearful and emotional. And I'm thinking, gosh, 25 years of your life on death row, and now you're found innocent. Or it was overturned, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
To me, it's also the pressure for him of how to survive now when he spent most of his life living in a different way.
Luckily, seeing him being greeted the way that he is with people makes me think, okay, he still has friends or family or people that believed in him and will be there with him through this transition because it's not going to be easy. But gosh.
You got to give him millions of dollars, right? I don't know where you get that money. It's easy to say to give him millions. Yeah. Right. You got to get it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. But you got to give the guy millions of dollars.
Well, the witnesses recanted their statement. So I don't know. They didn't. I don't know who would be
matter.
Responsible
if
for the millions of dollars.
If you're put in jail, then you come out of jail. There should, like, don't we have like a PTA fund or
something?
Yeah,
they pay him, but it's not close to millions.
Well, no, but they should.
Yeah, they should. You're right.
And they need to help find him a job and a...
Yeah.
All the things.
Well, good for that. Good for that video. Yeah. Right? You think he did it?
Do I think he did it?
Yeah.
I'm only familiar with him being free and that, yeah, they recanted and that there was conflicting evidence even when it was on trial back in 1993, which is crazy.
Dang, that's around OJ time.
Yeah. Now they say the injuries, probably she died from getting hit by a car.
At first, he was babysitting his girlfriend's daughter who was 2 years old, and she got lost and then was found, and there was all this abuse to her body, and it was done by him. But now they're saying he could be hit by, or one expert says it was car injuries.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
How about that?
He's out. Cash me outside. Okay. No.
Cash me outside of jail. Yeah. How about that?
Too soon. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. What a show it's been. Brothers Osborne was on today. Got a couple dance parties in today. I'll see you Monday. We'll do a Will It Uber on Monday, where we will ship a winning lottery ticket. We'll see if.
What? Good one.
We'll see if the guy will Uber a winning lottery ticket.
Yeah.
We'll say, hey, it's for $2,000. I need to Uber this over. And so we've also been discussing Ubering a dog.
Ooh. Huh.
I know. We got to find one, like Morgan Number Two's dog, I think.
A cute little one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cute
it's
little dog.
It's got to be cute.
Yeah. Morgan Number Two, what do you think about that?
Nope.
Yeah. What?
Nope.
I was considering my son. You're not going to consider
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's for the show.
Yeah, it's for work. Nope. You got to do what you got to do.
Amy's daughter's birthday is tomorrow. Her party's tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm also, for my birthday, I was given a foot and head rub from a place.
Oh, not, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, from who?
Yeah. So I'm going to go cash that in.
Like a little reflexology action.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. You're talking to your feet. Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I talk to my feet all the time. Like, how are your toes? How are you doing today?
Oh, boy.
My pinky's like, I'm good. How are you?
Red Hooded Comedy Tour.
Thank you very
coming
much.
Coming to a city near you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll see you. Thank you for hanging. We'll see you on Monday morning show. And yeah, Big Toe, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, bye. Bye. Bobby Bones.